in Brixton's main shopping streets, which took the brunt of last night's 5 hours of rioting, there have been no further incidents, and the police presence has now been considerably reduced. Early this morning, some 600 to 700 policemen and women were standing guard on the 200 or so shops which had been damaged and looted, but as the owners are now boarding them up and generally securing them, fewer than 100 policemen are now evident on the streets. 4 buildings, including 2 shops, were burned out here in the shopping centre, and about a quarter of a mile away in Railton Road, the burned wrecks of 24 cars litter the street. Hundreds of sightseers have made their way to the scene, and police are reissuing advice to people to stay away and are keeping the centre of Brixton sealed off to all through traffic for the rest of the day.
The consequences of the violence are being anxiously considered by political and community leaders. The Labour MP, Mr. John Fraser, in whose constituency Brixton falls, has called for a full public inquiry. The Home Secretary, Mr. Whitelaw, having cut short a visit to his constituency in Cumbria to discuss the problem with the Metropolitan Police Commissioner, Sir David McNee. One of the many issues of interest is how the disturbances started. This report by Graham McLagan.
The black community in Brixton seemed unanimous in their view that unnecessary increased police activity sparked off the rioting. After an incident on Friday, they say the police flooded the area yesterday, and after making an arrest, tempers flared, mushrooming into the evening's rioting. The Metropolitan Police Commissioner, Sir David McNee, said the trouble started after an incident in which a policeman was stabbed, and although the violence that followed was contained to a few streets, he called the injuries to police and damage to property considerable, and he made this charge.
We have unconfirmed reports that you've seen tonight was not spontaneous, that it's been orchestrated and very well planned. You don't find petrol bombs and the kind of missiles that have been thrown at my officers just by chance.
One of the black community leaders, the lawyer Rudy Narayan, was himself gathering evidence last night and again this morning. Norman Stockton asked him about Sir David's allegation of pre-planned outside involvement.
It was not planned, it was not orchestrated, this was a spontaneous uprising by Brixton's community and black and white people on the front line.
But he would say petrol bombs don't come easily to hand.
Well, petrol bombs, my information is, were not available in Brixton previous to Friday afternoon, but the petrol bombs were certainly manufactured in Brixton between Friday night and this morning, giving you the widest time span there is.
So there was some pre-planning?
There was no pre-planning in that sense. I'm giving you the widest time limit between Friday incident and today. There's no evidence, in my view, of any pre-planning or orchestration or outside influence in Brixton over the last 24 hours.
So far, the police haven't put forward any evidence to support the theory of outside involvement. That might come from an analysis of the addresses of the 106 people who've been arrested, but the police are not releasing that information yet. Those arrested were taken to several different police stations, and I spoke to a lawyer who'd visited one of the stations. She said that of the 16 people she saw there, all were from the Brixton area or from the immediate vicinity. More information about the origins of the rioting is expected to come this afternoon when Scotland Yard give a news conference. And the Home Secretary, William Whitelaw, is also seeing Sir David McNee this afternoon to get a report on the situation.